A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, August 21st, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the pension system in Zimbabwe.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back.
Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Look, I think it's a long overdue move, but it's a good move nevertheless. People do not have faith in the Zim dollar. Actually, the Zim dollar has not been demonetized. So what it means is that there is not going to be any Zim dollar denominated transaction. So it's important also for pensions to also be put into US dollar so that people can have confidence in taking out pensions, that when they retire, they'll be able to have some money to use. The government is clearly clutching at straws. They are trying to do some of these things as confidence-building measures. One of the problems that we've had with the previous commission is that the president receives findings and then he shelves them in his office. And people do not know about some of the findings.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the critical issue of pensions in Zimbabwe.
Indications are that some Zimbabweans whose pensions were eroded by hyperinflation are receiving pensions as low as $2 a month.
Of course, this has prompted President Robert Mugabe to swear in a commission to look into the conversion of pensions and insurance benefits from the Zimbabwe dollar to the United States dollar as pensioners are struggling.
What do you think about these issues? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again,
001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kunga kujalo foi. Mm. Gongo ka Gibbs, na sitla uti chitaure, nenyaya, yemari, 2009, paya pakanzi, dola rem Zimbabwe, haricha shandi, vanwa jinji, vakara sikirwa, nemari zavo, zemu jikandi gere, zaakupa kuti, vakawanda vacho, vanonge, sose, nemuromo. Avacha kwanise kuti vaone mari dze kuti vanga vachizviriritira kana kuriritira mhuri yavo nekudaro zvaomera vanava nenyaya yekuti zvakuita sekuti mai vatsva musana mwana atsva dumbu. Mm-hmm. Iwo havachakwanisi kuendesa vana kuchikoro kana vana vacho vakundikana kuendawo kuchikoro havachakwanisiwo kunge vachichengeta vabereki vavo Gibbs.
Yebambe zulu kandaba lingalithona njani lapha likhona khona ngapho ke ngemakhaya thina ngapha ke hayi singani sisatotoba ye lamhla ke udaba esiqoqa ngalo yilolo olwamapentsheni sizwa kuthiwa bakhona phela ukuthi nxa imali yabo yakudala liyana ingaphendulelwa isuswa kuma Zimbabwe dollar isiya ku American dollar ibe impondo kuphela impondo yazi ba $2
$2
ye so manje nxa umuntu sele impondo awazi ukuthi engenzani ngayo kuzobuya ukuthi khona manje bakhona blessing ngabanye abathola $20 ngenyanga. So abanye sebacabanga ukuthi kulokuthi uhambe uyithatha kanye sebehamba bayekele inyanga zibe mbili ahambe sokuyi $40. Kutsho ukuthi nxa ungavele ugade nge $10 usiya khona ngale usayithatha uyaphenduka endlini sunengaki no nothing yongezela mali. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lolu olwamapentsheni ngani uyahlupha sibili kakhulu ye nxa lifuna ukuthi lingene kuhlelo nasi nombolo. Lifona kanye cellphone lakho la ngapho 001-202-619-2077.
Yeah, asichobe mfowethu. And I think we have our first guests. Gibbs, first we have Mr. Percy Mqijo, Zimbabwean worker. Mr. Mqijo, good evening.
Good evening and good evening, listeners, wherever you are.
Thank you so much for joining us. And it has been long since we last spoke to you.
Sure, it has been long. Yes, and things have been happening and things have continued to happen in our country, Zimbabwe.
Yes, and we hope you'll be able to update us on all those issues. We also have Mr. George Nkiwane, the president of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Mr. Nkiwane, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for being into the program.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, I think so far those are the two guests that we have. I hope Mr. Abednego Moyo, chairperson of the Railway Pensions Fund, will join us later on. Gibbs.
Certainly. Let's start with you, Mr. Nkiwane. So most workers right now, we know that they're struggling to actually get money from where they're working, but it becomes worse when they leave work.
None.
So what is going on right now in terms of their pensions?
Indeed, it's so sad that you work for a long period, assuming that when you go to pension, because previously, and in developed countries, when one is about to go to pension, when you go to pension, you really enjoy life, you enjoy your fruits, for your contribution to the economy. And it's so different now in Zimbabwe, in that when you go to pension, you become a destitute. Instead of enjoying your fruits for the past years, for the long years that you worked for as the development of your own country. It's so sad that we have destitute workers who made Zimbabwe what it should have been and what it is now, but they are destitute.
Yeah, we actually have umnumzana uthi kuyahlupha ukuthi nxa susuka emsebenzini usuthi uyehlala phansi uthole ukuthi imali yakho ayikho. So uthi kwamanye amazwe sibili kuligugu lokuthi nxa usuqeda umsebenzi usiyazidlela imali yakho ukhombe ngophakathi futhi kunjalo.
Let's go back to Mr. Mcijo. What is happening to pensioners that you are interacting with, Mr. Mcijo?
Yes, pensioners that we are interacting with here in Bulawayo really showing a sad story that they are telling, especially when you look at what they are getting and what it means to their lives. Really, people are suffering. It doesn't seem as if they ever worked at all, because they're just like somebody who never, ever worked. Because the pensions that they are receiving are meaningless. Really, people get very lucky for them to sustain their lives. It's very, very unfortunate. Really.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And we are talking about pensions or the pension system in Zimbabwe, because ever since Zimbabwe started using multiple currencies, the pensioners were greatly affected because of the conversions of the currencies. And since 2009, insurance firms have been clashing with pensioners and policyholders who are unhappy with the paltry benefits being disbursed to them. Of course, this has prompted President Robert Mugabe to set up a commission to look into the conversion of pensions. Gibbs.
Yes, we Baba Kolampo Nkiwane. Nxa usukhangela ke udaba lolu lwamapension ukuthi lina khathesi nxa usebenza ubambelwa imalini, njalo kucatshangelwa ukuthi nxa suqedile umsebenzi uzathola imali emenjani?
Amapension lawa babe ayatshiyana. Kunabanye ama-companies abalepension le abayithi i-defined benefits. Then kulenye ethiwa i-defined contributions. I-defined benefits ukuthi ama-benefits ngemali ozayithola ngasuya kupension uyabuyazi ungakayi kupension. Amaningi akhona ayebe sithi imali ocula ukuyihola ungakayi kupension yiyo ozayithola ngase kupension. Then i-defined contribution ilotibona ukuthi uzathola oya kukhona endizeni ngakade indiza ebekwa nje konke nje abalikho futhi amtshaye njengesebenzi. So la uzathola oya kukhona endizeni kungakanani. So amapenyo lawa ayathiyana, but esikubona nje namba yokuthi okubuhlungu kakhulu kakhulu yikuthi abona ama-pensions wonke lawa alama-properties. And ama-properties ona lawo alethe imali ku-pension fund. Ungathola imali eholwa kunjengama-board members njengabathola njengama-allowances kundenga ma employees ya ma CEOs ya ma pension funds. Nao kutokati nendo, kutu kambi ni wako ni mali ngaka, avani gazi mali venga toributo.
Ye, nkelu tukufaya ngesikiwa nje, uwezi te abantu bazo futi kona po, utu posite ni just briefly ba.
We generally here in Zimbabwe have two types of pension funds. One is the defined contribution. The defined contribution is a scheme where you, as an employee, you know upfront how much you'll be getting when you go, retire and go on pension. And then over here, the defined contribution. The defined contribution is a tricky one because it disadvantages employees in that you don't know how much you'll get at the time of your retirement, because there is a pot, a fund that is created. It all depends then on what is available on that fund, or in that fund, or in that pot. Then that will be what you'll be getting at the end of each month as a retiree. So we are very much concerned as workers in that all the pension funds do own properties, and the properties do bring in some income that we know very much that in most cases, buildings and properties do not depreciate. They normally appreciate, which means then they have a steady income that they're coming in. What is happening now, if you look at what is the board members and the workers of the pension fund themselves are getting, you know, it's so saddening that those that then brought about that pension to the employees themselves are not getting anything. They are getting paltry payouts that they don't even deserve to get.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line.
Regai tiende kune vatereri. Chotanga na mkoma Wilson wa South Africa. Makadi mkoma Wilson?
No, jirinani makasi mberi wa.
Ai, watiriponya ya irimudari roma enzi kwa ndiye mapenje ni kana kuti ye mjikandigere. Munoono osei, shiruku itika mnika medu.
Muna zababa shiruku itika mnika medu mkomu. Shugulisha misa zigozi. Anisunya so zwati $20 ziruguta orwa hii. Ndo mare dzivone kwa mapenje niya ese. Anisunya so mzuse papa mfenda nyanso indambedu zao.
Vaka wanda vacho ni kuti makamba ni kaya. Ema insurance wa mwacho wa iti mare zedu za kazo roa ni inflation. Ni kudaru ndo mare za tulu kwanza utitinge tichipa wani. Vamu avasu kutuwa na mare acho.
Wangu asu tombo iwana za mchose. Chokwadi paka oma chokwadi. Ainini paga daro ya nduta zau nduta nyanzo nduta zau nzisoti mari idzi $20 ndo dzirupi wa wanu kana uti zaka siyana nekuda kwe ma department nekuda kwe logu zenini kwe basa rono 7 zao kwa tinesha wai wano trupu ma package zago so ndo paisanya penesu ya sonzu isi papa but anyway kana uku nzuruwa na $20 still zaka ngo umera munu isa mzimbabu especially ma pengineers ya so ando aya ando tono ti ya ngora ramone nyasha pate paka omacho kwati
saka imimi kwa munoshanda zvinofamba sei panyaya ye pension
no ndiri kuno ku South Africa zvangu no tiri kuitawo ma informal jobs aya nyaya dzema pension hatini tiri wanhu wanwana wanogarwa tisina kuti tisikushanda tisina chi ma permit saka hatitombori na idea yezvekuti zvinoitika sei saka natongorwadzirwa nchingonzwa kuti kuti wakamboshanda uchisevha kana kuti hurumende uchisevha kana kuti muhurumende vachisevha company yavaisevha then at the end of the day wakunzwa kuti unopiwa $20 wapa mujikandigere unoite ne $20
asi azvire mukoma uso nazvina zvo basa kauti muri mu informal sector munofanira kuisa akaimwe mudura mbichana muri kuita here izvozvo
ya zvemudura of course yes zvinoti nete hazvo but ida mara kanaka zvemudura zvinoti nete but ya kuzvitaura tinozvitaura but kuzviimplement ama ndopane nyaya tikuzamawo padikidiki patinokwanisawo kuti tinge tichizviita izvozvo but otherwise baba zvakaoma handidi kunyepa
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma uso nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Okay, no, ndatenda zvikuru ndafara kupinda muchirongwa nhasi handiti ka
aiwa chirongwa ndechenyu.
Aiwa ndatenda chaizvo handiti ka.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
Thank you very much.
Tinotenda. Regai tiende kuZambia uko. Kuna mukoma chamu muri bwanje.
Tiripo makati yenyu baba.
Aiwa tiripo kuri sei kuZambia.
Tiripo tirimo murodhi momo tiri pakazungula apa pa border apa kuenda ku South Africa.
Muri kudriver magonyeti here.
Hongu baba.
Good ndichazotsvaga namba yenyu ndozokufonerai futi pane nyaya ndiri kumboda kukubvunza kumagonyeti.
I was wakana kai.
Right, nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa ingoma chamu yema pension. Kuti hazvina kumira zvakanaka.
Zvinorwadza mukoma, muri kuona madhara edu ka. Aka contributor sereki panyaya dzema pension vachiri kusenza. iye manje kuti vachiende kunotora mari vari kuhora ma $5.
Mhm.
Saka zvinhu zvekuti bata zvekuti tatoshaya kuti toita wose mari dzavakakontributa hadzina kumbobvira kana dzambomachua here kana kuti tizive kuti zviri kumbofamba sei tatozvitadza.
Mhm. Vaishanda kupi?
Vaishanda kukambani inonzi CSC.
CSC, ndaiziya iyi. Pamba ine hwani yedu pamarondera apa, cold storage.
Ndiyoyo chaiyo chaiyo baba.
Mhm.
Vakangobuda kungofamba, kungobuda vachingofamba kutange murayi kubva kudhibha. Munozva munhu kana vachibva kudhibha kana iri nguva yenhingirini yemashanga chambhoko unongobvisa mutoki wacho unokanda kuchambhoko isa muhomwe. Wosvika pamba uchingofamba kudai.
Yeah.
Akaita mudhara iwawo.
Asi hapana nhingirikiri chavakawana?
Hapana, hapana kana.
Pane dambudziko. Saka tinofunga kuti amheno pada komisheni ya umbwai inogona kunge ichivabatsirawo kuti vaone mari dzavo nekuti zvinhu zvacho zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka semataurira amuri kuita.
Aiwa, dai tatovabatsira nokuti zveshuwaka vatochembera vapa musha manje kuti vaone chekutanga kuti voita zvipi. Isu tisita kutongorwisa kuti madhara aite sei aone chikafu aone sei. Hazvinhu zvekuti basa.
But ko pakambani pamuri kusenza waimi mukoma chamu pakamira sei? Zvinofamba sei panyaya yepenjeni?
Isusu hapana pensheni iripo pakuti handi munozva mashandiro ekuti voenda kusouth africa pazvine uvo ndivo unotoita pensheni yako wega.
Asi muri kuisa here paside?
Ndozvati kutoita kutorwisa kusouth paside kuti nganda kudzoka kumusha ndoona kuti ndotangirawo papi.
Haiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma chama, asi kuimbisa kwandaita tichazokufonerai zvakare.
Zvakanaka imbisa.
Panopera chirongwa chino ichi.
Aiwa, zvakanaka.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, Gibbs, you heard from our listeners there. First with Wilson in South Africa. Wilson says he was actually flummoxed or surprised that some people are getting $20. And he's saying he's in the informal sector. And of course, I asked him if he's saving just something for the future. And he says he's trying, but it's very difficult. But he's saying this issue is really worrying and disturbing. And lastly, we had Mkoma Chamu. He's a truck driver, and he says his father worked for the cold storage commission. I think later on it was called the cold storage company.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I know we had one in Marondera growing up, and he's saying that his father is getting only $5. He's now retired. He's living in their rural home. And he's really struggling, and he's hoping that these mistakes that have been made will be corrected.
I still remember the CSC at its headquarters in Bulawayo.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And
back
we were used
in the
to
day.
Buy a lot of stuff there, you know, offals,
exactly.
All those kind of things.
Mangina.
Yeah, nginas, and you call it. And that's when I started knowing some of the meat cuts.
Exactly,
you know,
exactly.
Loin,
yeah.
You know, those kind of things.
Yeah.
But in our location, we used to buy certain other things.
I know.
Yes. So I think we've got JJ on the line. Baba JJ, falakazela kunjani baba?
Yeah, tila singakuza wena puti.
Nispilile, Bwanji, uri Bwanji?
Ndiri wino, inuyo.
Ni yapila sipili kakhulu. Mbomba, yeah. Mbomba zikakamuzu zinjani konapo? Yes, kuluma ngota wala loma pencheni. Siyakwazi ukuthi kulabantu abaningi sibili abasebenza eZimbabwe abavele eMalawi. Uyakuhlangana labo khonapho, bale mali yabo bayithola yini?
Kula yi-same issue leyo ezinye zaka-East Africa, kula. Zabe imali ezincane kakhulu, kuyitshintsha angikwazi ukuthi bayakwenzelani ngololoko ngoba abantu basafa kakhulu. Beyakhonona kakhulu abantu ukuthi kuloko kwenza kanjani. Into engayithanga kufanele ukuthi beviswe imali evalo efanele ukuthi ibe ifithi imali engabe yafithi imali yale. Ya.
So kodwa nxa ubona abantu ababesebenza ezimayini kakhulu, siyakwazi sibili bakhona bavele eMalawi, kanti singapho seplanta hanjo.
Hayi, lapha ngisebangula eNsanje.
ENsanje, so khonapha eNsanje siyakwazi bakhona. Uyakuhlangane labo sibili ubabona ukuthi number njalo nxa ubakhangele ubona ngani impilo yabo injani khonapho.
Ayijabulisi la ungayibona sibili wakwanisa ukumangala ukuthi abantu laba bevele wanela sibili njengesikhathi zana kusakhulunywa lao uyamangala igala even inkomo eyi-one indlu ohlela kuyo etshani umangala ukuthi umuntu lo umuntu hawe hambe civil mine eZimbabwe kwakuduma phela ngala ukuthi umuntu ngayivela khona ngale ubisa something ukuthi ungahawuye light yeah
so khona phe malawe ke lapho senza khona lithola ipension ezinjani
hayi inengi civil nawu ngilokhu zeni akwasuthi kwa ngoteacher akwasuthi kuba ipension ibe yilokhu zeni 2 million, 2 million, 1 million. Now, we are going to go major street. Yes, because it's Malay 9 years. Sometimes 9 million. Sometimes it depends on how you do selling. It's cutting in Ghana. Once it's cutting in Malang Konya Kwela.
Yeah, Lapas Kulman, Malawi in Kwacha, right?
Malawi in Kwacha. That means we have to convert to 500.
Yeah, okay, good. So, okay, go to Bonanza, we are seven, we are 7 million, we are 2 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 million, we
implementer. So kona bukanya kuti yakinzi kona bukanya kuti yenze something kuti meti inguli yako haikwa ni malangona isi just if you want it.
Aha.
Abantu aba ngani bathaba kule abantu labana esikoleni esikolo. Yiba ngani ba very management. Kodwa la kuti abancane ama teachers lawa wapolisa abantu ama abanye lamama la kuzena amancane lawa bathaza abalampenji encane kakhulu.
Mhm.
Yeah. At least those who are eating bigger things are those who una high seats yet.
Yes, siyawuza kakhulu ke JJ valakazela khona ngapho ensanje eMalawi sibonile kakhulu ba.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Athi mina nje ngibukele lokho yilokhu zeniyazolo. Ndabethe nga athi nga prepare kakhulu.
Hayi kuhle kodwa uyijaye mnandi kakhulu sibili siyabonga kakhulu baba.
Okay, nami ngiyabonga kakhulu buti.
Yes, bonga.
Story sindebele sami sesivalekela kancane.
No, isindebele sakho is perfect. Wakhulela ngabe kwankona?
Yakhule ukubonawayo.
Ah.
Sobula eJube.
Oh eJube, yeyi siyabona phela baba.
Eh ngibalunga engu Jackson.
Ah ubona Jackson malunga sibongile mnumzana sibongile kakhulu baba.
Okay, yami yavuka kakhulu kuthi Jube.
No kulungile baba. Yeah, so this guy says he grew up in Jube in Bulawayo.
Tema Kalukwini.
Yeah, yeah.
Kalukwini.
Ah, it's not Makala Blessing. Your debate is getting worse. You know, Makala Kukwini is a cell phone. Mkukwini means a house that is not a proper house, right? Yeah, so you're trying to say Mkukwini, right?
No.
No, Makala Kukwini is a phone.
No, that place where, you remember where there were those beds?
Yeah.
What's that suburb called?
Where is that?
In Makokova? No, not Makokova.
Makandeni?
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right. I think the only township that you know in Bulawayo maybe is one of the eastern suburbs.
Oh, I know everything.
Okay, yeah, I understand. So what
from Magwegwe to Nketa to Idemi.
Yeah, good. So, anyway. So Falakazela was really saying that, you know, a lot of people that were working in Zimbabwe were Malawians, you know. They came back home empty-handed. And he says, you know, it was of great pride for somebody to go and work in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we still remember seeing Malawians in Gwanda.
Exactly, Zambians. Yeah, Mozambicans.
That's right, yeah.
Everyone.
So, so I think at one stage you could hear them saying, Nzochokela kunyomba.
Yeah.
You know, saying, Ukopek.
Kumuz.
Kumuz, yeah. So at the end of the day, I think they were great people and they worked so hard, but they're back home with nothing.
Yeah.
So he says some don't even have a single cow. They don't have nothing, you know, houses, nothing. So, this is going to get 40 go to South Africa. Kulangale eslom nun zana kuna undugu, baba ndugu, unha unjan?
Asya, pila njan.
Hai, spilile ndugu. So, akusichelege nge penche lap. Wena uge wa sebenza ezibabu?
Hai, zimbabu angzani nge sebenza. Watu putuambe sebenza kone zimain lapa, hivu mbachiko imain.
Oh, hivu mbachiko, tuza nlankaya pila.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, okay. Pho uphumele impension yini khona ngani?
Ah, akazange aphume nayo impension.
Kwahamba njani?
ngazi ukuthi wahamba njani into engimangaza ngithi lapha kule mine pension fund yakhiswe ama-complex angazi ukuthi waye bengenamali kanti imali zabo zasebenza ukuyakha amanye ama-complex lapha entumbane nalenye seharare yangwa-complex so angazi but usaleni uyayithola lapho ngoba nayo besebenza kwenye imine abathi freedom mine yeah, mine is E1.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and we utola $60 a month for a month.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what do I told us we were in the suit to hambe kona hale kwanda? Afika itole awele kaya and kubenjani?
Yeah, and uti itole every month. Kuti transport we are kona jingono over $3 or $4 la puhu hamba nogu. $8 uhamba nogu boya.
Oh yeah, so uthe uthola $60 ngenyanga, eh?
Yeah, uthi uthola $60 a month.
So umne wenu ongatholi lutho wenzani khona manje?
Ah, khona manje ngoba lana indawo abantu bayenza umkute nje bathi umkute lapha egangeni.
Mhm.
Yeah, into nje abantu abaningi abaphila ngayo. Kodwa abaningi nje abantu abangatholi lutho engibaziyo abasebenza kuzo lezi zimayi.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Hayi siyakuzwa ke mnumzana Nduku. Kukhona okunye ongaphonga ukuthi uphostela nje kancane lapha Friday phela.
Yeah, mina ngiyababingelela nje zonke izihlobo zami ezilapha eZimbabwe. Kodwa ngapha eSouth Africa ngiyamangala ngoba kulezinto ezinjengabo Provident Fund, amakhampani abahambisa khona kulanye amakhampani ama-insurance. Uma uphuma emsebenzini kule mali nje isihamba semali osokusithola.
Ah, siyezwa kakhulu mnumzana. Sibongile Nduku ba.
Yeah.
Enduku siyabonga.
Ha siyabonga ba Sondebele.
Yeah, ngudube uGibbs ya. So according to yes, according to Mr. Nduku, you know, he has got a brother who was working at Vumachigo mine, who got out with nothing from there. And then he has got a brother-in-law who was at Freighter mine. These mines are owned by the same company. So then he says his brother-in-law is getting $60 a month. So he pays about $2 or $3 to go and access that kind of money.
Yeah.
So he says the brother is now a gold panner, like, you know, all other people that didn't get their pensions. And then he says in South Africa, there are certain pension schemes that people can access. And he says it's easier there than in Zim right now.
Mr. Mkijo, what can be done to cushion the pensioners from this? This has really reached the crisis levels.
Yes, I think the government should come up with a scheme to try and assist the pensioners because, as you are aware, they are not getting much from their pensions, you know. So I believe that at the moment, for those that are already on pension, something must be done. The government must go back to the pension, I mean, insurance companies that were administering these pensions and try to force these insurance companies to increase the payouts. Because to me, $20 is absolutely nothing. It's meaningless. And then that would probably assist, you know, our pensioners so that they get something that is meaningful. And probably for those who are still at work at the moment, I think what needs to be done is that the government should come up with a policy. There has to be a pension fund policy that the government should run, and that policy should be formulated through the tripartite negotiating forum.
Thank you. Hold that thought. Mr. Mkijo, hold that thought. We'll come back to you. It's an interesting concept that you are discussing there, and I think we'll discuss it even further. Mkoma Simon, Rambai Muriparunari, Mr. Nkiwane and Mr. Mkijo, please do stay on the line. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.